Welcome to the podcast.
Yep, my name's Ryan, Vice Captain of the Ship. This is author Tony Lodge over here.
You can pre-order my book at the link in our show notes.
And we are about to call The Colony in Texas.
The Colony?
I believe that's a town name, but it just sounds pretty fucked.
Is that their name?
Oh, no. No, it's a town. It's Jake.
Oh.
You thought of The Colony?
Yeah.
Like the situation?
Yeah, and then I thought maybe, did you misread Colonel? Because you know how it's spelled.
The Colonel.
Like.
Or just Colin. The Colony.
The Colon.
Let's call Jake.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Jake, it's Tony and Ryan. Well, hey, do you live in a place called The Colony?
Oh my God, yes I do.
Well, we just had a little bit of off-air chat, which we probably didn't need to include at all, but because Ryan said we're calling The Colony and I thought that was your name and then we had a whole thing, so sorry.
Yes, my name's Jake The Colony.
Jake. Well, I just thought that Ryan mispronounced The Colonel.
Oh, well,
you know,
I
how
mean,
that's
colonel,
spelled like colonel.
Why is it spelled that way?
I
you
know? Don't
why
know.
Is it spelled colonial?
They should spell it like corn kernel.
Exactly. I think it's probably just from, you know, the UK or Britain, you know, when they started back in the day. I'm just going to blame it on them, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, history lesson aside, Jake, would you approve this podcast?
Absolutely.
Yay! Sweet. The Colony approved of the podcast.
Hey, it's Jake from The Colony in Texas, and I approve this podcast.
Now, some people may accuse us of coming too soon.
I've never
either. But it's fucking Christmas at the Tony and Ryan podcast.
It
Get
is.
Around it. Merry
Tartmas.
Christmas. Merry Tartmas. Now, Tony, can you explain what I'm wearing?
Okay. So you've got a lovely, very joyful Christmas hat. Christmas jumper on,
yep.
A knitted ugly Christmas sweater.
Yep.
And a beautiful little elf hat.
Thank you.
And it's got ears on it, and your ears are facing forward instead of to the side.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So that's the ear you're touching there, which is on the...
Oh, is that not supposed to be there?
No, so their ears. So they go on the side.
Okay. Cool.
Well, so I would turn it.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Yep.
All right, now for you, because I am Chief Christmas Officer.
Oh,
I've given you.
Can I be Chief Christmas Officer? Okay, no, it's okay. We'll
no,
figure
can,
it out.
Okay, as Chief Christmas Purchasing Officer, first of all, I've got the little snowman.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
How nice is that?
That's beautiful.
Now, I've got you the choice. Sorry, I'm just off the microphone. Now, I've got you a traditional red Santa's hat.
Yep, classic.
To go with your beautiful knitted sweater.
I'm also wearing a Christmas
jumper. That has reindeer on it. It's cute as fuck. So I've got you a traditional red Santa's hat.
Just not that good for the hair, are they?
No. Well, none of these are going to be honest. I've got another what I'm wearing, which is the elf's one
with the
hat.
With the ears.
Yeah, and it's a green and red stripe.
Yeah.
Or I have the reindeer antler headband.
I'd like that. I think that's slutty.
There you go.
Thanks.
It is. You're right. And because it's almost the start of December... Also, are you one of those people that like gets really fucked off when people put their tree up before December 1?
Yes. Do I look cute?
You do look cute.
I feel
real fucking
very
cute.
Cute. Oh my God, I look adorable.
You do look fucking adorable.
Yeah.
We'll then take
have
a
sex
photo.
Later.
Well, we're about to do Christmas pickup lines.
We've strayed. We've gone off book. I'm very excited about this.
All right.
Before we put the tree up, do you reckon you could... put your trunk up me.
Thanks for saying trunk.
Yeah.
And not twig. Shout out to the big twig.
Twig.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
I go down on more than just chimneys.
I'll get on my chimneys for you.
Whoa.
Welcome.
Whoa.
Merry Christmas. Oh. I've written down what I want, and you're at the top of my Christmas list.
Yeah, I am.
Can you imagine saying that to someone in a bar or, like, on Christmas lunch, like, your cousin's brought a friend from uni and, you know, like, you got the eggnog's flowing.
On my list, fucking you. I didn't mean
fucking you.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Oh. But now that I've said it,
both work. Wow.
I know we're in Australia and it's summer, but I'll still give you a white Christmas. Whoa.
Yes, please. Oh, I'm a bit of an angel, so why don't I climb on top of you?
That's where you belong. You bring that cookie, I'll bring the milk.
Candy canes are mint, and so are we, meant to be together.
I'm calling you a present because you're going to get laid under my tree tonight.
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
A little lounge room under the tree action.
I'm imagining like the fire's on and...
a bit of brandy.
You know, your chestnuts are roasting on my open fire.
It's like, ugh, now that is a chestnut.
Oh, I love eggnog.
Call me Santa because I'm planning on emptying my sack on you tonight. That's pretty aggressive, isn't it? On you, I think was the word to change.
Yeah.
I'm planning on emptying my sack tonight. Okay.
On you.
I'm planning on emptying my sack on. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was aggressive.
That's okay.
I feel like we're dressed so wholesomely. It is. That was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let the people decide.
Yeah, okay.
Is that a lump of coal in your stocking or are you just happy to see me?
Now, this is wordy and may not make sense.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there.
That's fine.
Self-aware. This isn't going to be my best one.
Okay.
I'm going to call your ass Christmas and myself the Grinch because guess what I love to destroy? You have to think about it. So I'm Christmas.
Yep.
No,
so I'm
no,
Christmas.
Your ass is Christmas.
Oh, my ass.
This is Christmas. And I'm
Christmas,
the Grinch,
yeah.
And because the Grinch loves to destroy, yeah.
The Grinch actually stole Christmas, not destroy.
Well,
so
I'm going to steal your ass. I don't know what that means.
I'll show you me stocking if you show me your sack.
Are you a New Zealand corridor? Because I'd like to dick the holes. I'm sorry, no, that doesn't really make any sense.
I loved it. I personally loved it. I didn't know where it was going, but it ended great.
Going down the hole.
Oh, show me a fucking North Pole.
Oh, sorry, I've been stressed at work and it's a bit of a South Pole at the moment. It's facing down. But.
You can put mine in my South Pole. Put your candy cane in my South Pole.
Call me Santa because I go all night and I'm going to take you places you've never been before.
Oh, well, call me Santa because you're on my list and I'll fucking check you out twice.
Ooh, that's real cute.
Thank you.
You do look adorable.
Yeah, I do. I look too cute to say naughty stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes that's when it like throws you off.
Yeah, because like, I want you to stuff me like a turkey. Your bread comes.
Does it?
I haven't heard that before, but yes, it does. Yep. Yeah.
So I'm just going through my list of double ups. Stuffing you tonight, yes. You're an angel, so tonight you're going to be on top of my tree trunk, yes. Cookie milk, yes. Oh! Clear your schedule for December 26 because I'm going to give Boxing Day a new meaning. Like boxing.
Oh, my box.
Yeah. Oh, fucking how good are jokes when you get them? One of my favorite things. Clear your schedule on December 26 because I'm going to give Boxing Day a new meaning. Thank you.
Did you want to ride in the back of my sleigh?
Yep.
It goes all night.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Makes me
look like a real ho, ho, ho.
Hey, it's Jake from a colony in Texas, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan. Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show,
mm-hmm.
the first time, you don't know this yet.
No, I don't.
The first time Tony said, I love you to Torbs.
Yep. And it's not like it happened
a
this
beautiful
week.
Story.
It is a beautiful story. God, well, I mean, it.
That's tomorrow on the show.
A big thank you to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Alistair Costello.
Costello.
I love a Costello, the cheese.
Mm, do you love a Costello, the politician?
No. Do you like a Costello, the musician?
Don't know him.
Elvis Costello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that Elvis's last name?
Elvis Costello. No.
Not the Elvis.
Oh, wrong.
Who's, what's the last name of the Elvis? Who's Elvis Costello?
Elvis Presley?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who's Elvis Costello?
What?
Imagine being a singer with the name Elvis and, like, not being...
Elvis Costello is, like, so famous.
Apparently. Elvis Presley. Yeah.
Yeah. If only he had some, you know, like, real star power name that everyone could remember. Kelly Hollier, thank you so... Fuck, you are going to get dragged.
Yeah.
Kelly Hollier.
And I deserve it.
Thank you so much. Shane, fucking love you. Thank you. Ivana Benderova. Now, there is a story behind Ivana Benderova.
I hope so.
We received a message from Ivana and said, I had to put in a pun name because the job that I have,
yeah.
I'm not allowed to have like a public, like social media.
Ah.
And so they said, oh, so just letting you know, like that's how I've done it. Like I'm not really trying to be clever, but thought I'd have a bit of fun with it.
Well, first of all, you could have chosen anything and you chose that. So
and
don't,
that was amazing.
Don't at me with your, oh, I had to be called this because of my work.
But you know when someone says, like, oh, just don't push that button?
Mm.
I was like, well, now I really want to know what you do for a job. Like, yeah. Tell me what you do for a job.
Can she message us and say?
No information yet from Ivana.
Let's DM her.
Well, her, him, they, we don't know. Ivana could be a complete, you know, misnomer trying to trick us.
Yeah, yep, you're right. Now I need to know even more.
I know. Kendra King, thank you so much. And Barbara, please. And it's please with an exclamation mark. It's like, Barbara, please.
Barbara, thank you.
Barbara, please. Barbara, please.
Barbara, please.
Barbara, please.
Oh, please.
Please, Barbara. Please, Barbara. Anyway, thank you so much to a few of our champion tubbers.
Is it Christmas again, right? Jesus yeah. Christ.
Christmas. Come in my Christmas. All right.
Okay. Okay. How you doing over there, mate?
Okay.
You look rattled. Are you rattled? What's going on?
I'm a little bit rattled, and I think that you're gonna like this. So you know how you often hear about like celebs or people of influence saying things like, "Oh, well, you know, if only the people in high school could see me now, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm doing so well, and you know,
yeah,
like my life has changed, and I don't need them anymore, kind of thing."
Sure.
Well, something kind of similar happened to me, except. Also not similar at all and really not at all the same. So
you know this thing? Yep. Yeah, well, that didn't happen.
It's not like that at all. So this might be like a movie trope. And, I mean, you lived in the US, so maybe you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know how back in the day it was like after you left high school,
yeah.
You would like move away or whatever.
Moved
but you'd lose, but you'd lose touch with everybody and you wouldn't like know anything about them. And it feels like... this like run to the finish line of like the 10-year reunion to either get really hot or really successful because like it's literally been 10 years since you've seen those people.
For some reason you feel like, yeah, we've got to be the first to graduate, get the job, marry the person, have the kids.
Have a baby.
Tick the box.
Buy the house.
Yeah. Oh, and it's just, yeah.
All that
Did
stuff.
Did you have a 10-year reunion?
I think that there was one, but I was living over eight, like I was living in Melbourne.
Is that a flex... in itself?
Maybe. Like, oh, she couldn't eat here because
she's
very
in Melbourne. Well, and people from Perth who moved to Melbourne
it's a thing.
It's a thing. But, and you are the pinnacle of that thing right now.
Except most people move back after a year because they can't afford to stay. All right. So maybe you can see where this is going. But now, because of like Instagram and Facebook, you're kind of like kept in the loop of all the people that you went to high school with.
What are you up to now? This. Yeah, I know. I saw it the other day.
I know because you posted that you got that promotion or you opened that doctor's surgery or fuck it, whatever it is. You know,
Name one person from either of the schools we went to that's opening a doctor's surgery.
One of the guys I went to school with actually is now like a physiotherapist and he has his own surgery. Dan is doing very well. Didn't see him at the reunion. I know this because of Instagram, right?
Right.
But so because of that, you know what people are up to. So nothing's like really a surprise.
Yep.
And before starting this podcast, I was working in radio and I was kind of behind the scenes and I was in a few videos. So yep. I started getting like a few followers on Instagram, whatever. Yep. Nothing crazy, but like I wouldn't say that I was like publicly thriving. Like, it wasn't as if people looked at me and went, oh, my God. Like, they were probably like, oh, you've moved away from Perth. Like, how cool.
Right.
But I got a few messages here and there of people being like, look like you love your job. Like, really happy for
Good
you.
Good on you.
And they were people that I liked.
Sure.
So people that I still kept in touch with or, you know, sent the odd happy birthday or fucking whatever.
Yep.
I've moved around a bit for work, so it wasn't flashy or OTT. I didn't fucking have any money. Like, you know, like I yep. was, you know. Then you're seeing every single asshole that you went to school with who, like, hasn't moved around and kind of, you know, went straight to uni, did accounting and now, like, lives with the girl that they slept with
yep.
On the night of the ball. They've got a kid together. Yep. They bought a house. They're putting up the picture with the sold sign. They're posting the sonogram, all that shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you fucking doing? So in the last year and a bit, when we started the videos and started the podcast, mm. obviously we're kind of like – we got quite big quite quickly.
Mm.
And so for me, I've only had like a life in the public for like a year,
mm.
whereas you've kind of been doing radio and stuff for, you know, 10 kind of years.
Yep.
So it's all very new. And okay. a lot of people have kind of reached out from school that I was friends with that are like, hey, you're killing it. It's really awesome. Love to see it. And I was like, thank you so much. That's really kind.
Yeah.
But as we got bigger, as the podcast got a bit more successful mm-hmm. and, you know, at the moment we are on billboards in my hometown.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That kind of thing, you know.
In Perth.
I'm kind of getting messages from people who I didn't like or didn't hang out with or who didn't like me.
Would you go as far to say is they like actively didn't like they were mean to you?
Yeah. So I'm getting messages from people and I'm like, you are actually a fucking asshole to me. Or like if you saw me in the street a year ago, I wouldn't have spoken to you.
Yeah.
But now you're like, oh, I'm going to message you and whatever. And it's just, and then like, you know how everyone's got a brand now? Mm. Everyone's got a small business.
Yep.
And then so as soon as like things started happening on Instagram, they're like, oh, well, did you want to talk about my brand on your Instagram? And I was like, you actually called me fat in high school. Like, I'm not going to help you with your shit brand.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
I
right?
do. And but can I, to be maybe devil's advocate,
mm-hmm.
do they, like, are they allowed to have grown up and changed and matured and whatever?
Yes.
But I guess would it be up to them to go, hey, I was a bit of an asshole. I'm sorry about that. Good to see you doing well. Have a great life.
See, that's the thing. It's that you're not opening with anything else. You're just going like, oh, you're doing well. You're interested in doing this thing.
Can I get something from you now?
Yeah. Like, and I know that
How can this benefit me?
I sound like I haven't grown up and that I'm like stuck in fucking 2009. But it's genuinely more that like, I'm more than my job.
Yep.
And you never cared about me until now when I am.
When you can get something out of it for your small business, Alan.
For your small business or just, you know, the flex of being like, oh, well, I know her. I went to school with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just fucking like been grating on me a little bit. And anyway, so like 2 weeks ago, I announced that I've written a book.
Yep.
And I. it's really exciting time. It's coming out early next year. You can pre-order at the link in our bio.
Yep.
And all these people have started coming out of the fucking woodwork because apparently writing a book, very impressive. Which it is.
Okay.
And I think that all these people are kind of like, fuck, this book's about her life. I hope you weren't mean about me in your fucking book. So they're messaging me now going, oh, like trying to make good and going, oh, like, I hope everything's okay.
Did you go, I've already written it. And the answer is yes, I did write you up.
So my phone's like blowing up. I'm getting all these lovely messages and comments from people that I haven't spoken to in years.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, you know, random comments and congratulations. And again, 2 years ago wouldn't have stopped me in public.
Yep.
Like just no way. Then a day later or so after I'd announced the book, I get a message from someone from high school and we actually had a few classes together and she was quite nice, but we haven't really talked since leaving school. But I know she's a primary teacher.
Oh, great.
Because like I've seen on fucking Facebook.
Of course, yep.
Can't avoid the information you don't want. And you know when you get a message and you don't open it and you just see like the first two lines?
Yeah.
This is the day right after I announce my book.
Sure.
And the first two lines that I can see say, hey, Tony, just wanted to send this before I forget. I've been asked to organise a book and author event for my school and was wondering if you could help me out.
Right.
And that's all I could see.
Okay.
And I was fucking fuming.
Why?
Because I see that and immediately I'm like, are you fucking, it doesn't say, hey, Tony, oh my God, you've written a book. That's fucking, congratulations.
You need praise.
No, it's not about the praise, but if you're going to fucking ask me for a favour, like lube me up before you fuck me in the ass.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you know what I, like, yeah. Do you know the other day when we were talking about how that girl said to you, oh my God, can't believe I just fucked the guy from Star FM.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm a person.
I did lube right before I fucked her in the ass.
Good for you.
Thank you.
But you were like, not to sound sad, but like, I'm a person.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm actually like, I have feelings about this.
Yeah. Okay.
My fucking heart and soul's in this book. And you're just going to go, I need you for a fuck. I need a favor. And I know a famous person. So yeah, I'll try my shot here.
Can I? Yeah, okay.
What
a great opportunity to sell your book. Is that not what, is she not helping you out a little bit?
But like,
hey, how are ya? Have a coffee first. How have you been?
Exactly. Like, if you were going to message someone and ask them for a favour, like, I feel like there's a bit of fucking back and forth beforehand.
Would you compare it to, we're all on Zoom now, before you get down to business, you're always going to go, hey, how's your weekend? How's that? You don't just like get on the Zoom and go, cool, it's $99.95. Are you in or not?
Like, it's a
bit of.
It's just like social.
What's
like,
the word we're looking for?
Being polite, having a genuine, normal fucking conversation.
Etiquette.
Yeah.
Is the word. Yeah.
And I just like, I've gotten all these messages from people that I don't fucking like. And then this person who I do like and would actually consider a friend sends me a thing being like, oh, well, I've got to set up this author thing. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
And so I'm immediately a bit fucking het up and I got really fucked off.
It sounds like it.
And I had a rant at I don't know why you're like not on my side.
I'm not on your side. I'm interested to see where this goes. Because I've seen you've been flapped and you've been irked by this for a while.
So I rant and raved to Torbs and I was like, I'm not even going to fucking open that right now. Like, that's really fucked me off because I just felt like it was actually really rude.
Yep. You're being used and abused.
Yes. And so 24 hours kind of passes.
You sleep on it?
Yeah, I sleep on it. The message is still like in my notifications and I go, all right, like I've got to fuck it. I'm going to open this up and just like fucking get ready to get angry again kind of thing. I open up the mess and I'm actually just going to send you the screenshot and you can read the message out. Okay. So I'm pretty fucked off, right?
Yep.
Here's the message. You've just heard me send you the screenshot. Read aloud, please, for the class.
Hey, Tony. Just wanted to send this before I forgot. That's not a great opening line.
No.
I've been asked to organise a book and author event for my school and was wondering if you could help me out. Great. We're heading to Melbourne and organising a scavenger hunt for books and I'm wondering if you know of any this is a lesson about 0 to 100, Tony, not being fucking good for you. We're heading to Melbourne and organising a scavenger hunt for books and wondering if you know any cool bookstores since you live in Melbourne. Around a certain area would be preferable. Okay, so she doesn't know you've written a book. She doesn't give a fuck about big, fancy... And fucking you had the gall 30 seconds ago to ask why you're not on my side. Because I know 0 to 100, Tony. I know assumption, Tony. And most of them are right, don't get me wrong, but sometimes they're wrong. And oh boy, this one is very fucking wrong. Hey, mate, this is what you said. Hey, friend from high school. Apparently you live in this town I'm heading over to.
Yep.
You know that girl we met in Jakarta the other week?
Hanum?
No, she was in Melbourne and she came to Melbourne for holidays.
Mel,
yes. And what happens when someone's coming to town? You go, oh, where are you staying? I'll give you a restaurant recommendation.
Yeah, totally.
Or, oh, you're staying around that area. There's a great place to go for breakfast.
Yeah.
So she goes, oh, I'm doing this thing for work. Who do I know in Melbourne? Oh, I'm pretty sure Tony lives in Melbourne. I went to high school with her. I remember her. She was nice.
Was.
If I asked her, yeah, before she got too fucking famous and big for people like me, I bet if I ask if there's a cool little fun place in Melbourne, she'll be able to give me the heads up.
Yeah, so not only was I not being asked to be a a guest of honour at some shit event that I didn't want to go to.
You have not been invited to be the guest.
In fact, she didn't even know I'd written a book.
No.
And couldn't give half a fuck about who I am now, except for the fact that me living in Melbourne might be a bit more reliable than Google.
Fucking hell. And you know what? I've got, like, say some friends moved to Queensland who I hadn't spoken to for 10 years. For me, it would be nothing to go, hey, mate, you moved to Queensland a bunch of years ago. Me and the wife coming up for holidays. Is this hotel, is that area all right?
Yeah.
And they go, hey, mate, how you been?
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
Safe around there. Yeah, the beach's really nice.
It's a pretty normal question, yeah.
Yeah. So have you replied?
Yeah, so I replied.
What did you say?
I went, oh, there's some really cool places around South Melbourne that I've been before, whatever. And then she just replied and she was like, oh, cool, thanks.
Hope you well.
Just thanks.
And what's the lesson we've learned here? Because I sometimes jokingly, but also sometimes like not jokingly, mm-hmm. we have discussed 0 to 100 Tony.
Yep.
Where sometimes it's just like a little tidbit of something might not be as you planned and that'll just fucking send you right off.
Yeah.
Now, again, a lot of the times it's justified and it's correct and whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, nothing's perfect in this world and we have to deal with a lot of bullshit.
Beautiful.
Read The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Mm-hmm. Choose what you give fucks about.
Yes.
What have you learned from your experience being a famous author who's so heavily in demand and every single human being in Perth is so envious and jealous of your wealth, fame and success? What have you learned from this?
First of all, can I just say, it makes me sound like I've just got the biggest ego.
You don't, but it does sound like
No, I know. And that's why I want to try and defend myself. I wouldn't be fucking executing myself publicly like this if I didn't think
that. Meet you at the town square at midday.
Exactly. It's not about the – it was like the first part of the message that I read doesn't not read as though she's asking me for a fucking favour in that way.
Oh, absolutely it does. And
and
as I said, it's not a great opening line.
No, it's not. But then I guess the thing that I've learned is to open the message before you assume you know what it says. The first two lines kind of, you know. And then I guess maybe I could not take things so personally, maybe.
This isn't me like trying to be, honestly, me trying to be a dick. Because, again, what the first two lines you saw, it was a bit of an eye roll for me.
Yeah.
Often you get placed in a situation where, and this when I say you, I mean like people.
The royal you.
Where you've got a choice between I can get fucked off or I can inquire further.
Yeah.
And it's actually really easy just to get fucked off, but often just inquiring further. Like when people go, where the fuck is this thing? And you go, oh, she's sitting over there. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Instead of going, hey, do you know what that thing is? So maybe a little read the message, maybe an inquire before. But that's the thing with 0 to 100. What I'm describing is 0 to 10 to 20 to 30.
Yes. But Torb's had a fucking field day because I opened the message I went, oh, don't worry. And he goes, what does it say?
You can't say don't worry when you fucking lit Torbs up the night before.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure he felt the wrath.
No, because I was just like, oh, no, don't worry about it. And he was like, what does it say?
I'm invested now. And I copped it for 3 hours last night.
And he goes, what the fuck happened? And I was like, I'm feeling very humbled about this.
Good. Good. And did you ask if she'd seen the billboard?
I was like, oh, yeah, have you been around the city?
Have you been to Jagan Square? Have you seen him on the back of any bus? No.
Okay, that's weird.
Been on the Spotify app usually. Sometimes when you open up, way near the front.
Right at the top, yeah, okay.
Oh, you listen to Apple Music, okay.
Anyway.
Have you been to the Coles Deli where I used to work?
Yeah. No one telling you about how well I'm doing.
I went to Whopper.
Okay.
I actually dated Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, have you heard about that?
She's like, who? And she's a primary teacher. What a wholesome fucking great job that is.
And we got along well at school. And that's why I was more offended that I was like, hey, you haven't even, you know.
Are you offended now that she didn't mention it?
After I responded, she then said, oh, and I see you've got a book out. And then she goes, oh, not out till March.
Well, the book till
next week,
man.
Did your book come out last week?
Yeah. When did your fucking book come out,
mate? January.
I'm on a bender over.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway. Just thought I'd share.
Thank you. Well, from the most humbling and great story, I've actually got the funniest tweet of all time.
Great.
I thought about it all weekend, and I'm scared. Although I was scared yesterday you wouldn't like the aeroplane jokes.
No, you were hoping that I wouldn't.
Yeah, see, I don't know how this will go either.
Okay.
But it's from Bill Chopic, who's an associate professor of psychology at Michigan State. And before you ask, yes, he has a PhD.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Which stands for?
Pretty huge dick.
Now, would you expect an associate professor of psychology at Michigan State to be the writer of the funniest tweet of all time?
As an author myself, congratulations on the book. Yeah. Probably not.
He actually
not on purpose.
Oh my god! I also need to let you know, just so it doesn't get awkward later.
Yeah.
He hasn't actually started the tweet congratulating you on the book.
Okay,
he's just got straight into
that one. Will be on the way. It's fine.
Recently, I was on a date. And the date said they were an INTJ on the bogus Myers-Briggs theory scale. You know the Myers-Briggs
one? Oh, the personality thing.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this guy is a professor of psychology and like...
Sure. And he's just said it's bogus. Yeah.
I told her, I'm a PhD in psychology. I refuse to entertain some unscientific typology of personality with dubious scientific backing.
Oh, God. Imagine sitting down and... ordering a drink and going, fucking hell.
Yeah.
You, like, imagine sitting down with that person going, that's the kind of day we're in for, yep.
Yeah. And this is, you know how sometimes you just say yes to things because you're, like, really nice and you've said, like, sometime, and you got to, like, set some boundaries and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, offering to pay for an Uber because I don't want to buy a car.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you say no and you go, oh, I'm proud of myself because I set a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously the professor has some similar things that he's working with.
Yeah.
And he said, I took a lot of pride in expressing my needs in that moment because ordinarily he would just, like, entertain it even though he didn't believe in it.
Yeah.
And he goes, I took pride in expressing my needs.
Good.
As a Pisces, I really struggle with that. And that fucking did me in for the whole weekend.
That's very funny.
Like, I'd be doing something, I was emptying the dishwasher a few hours later, and I was like, Professor Bill.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Very good.
I'm sorry that wasn't as funny as I thought it was.
No, I liked that.
What do you love to see today, Tony? Is it that your friend from high school is now a primary teacher and she's involved in the literary scene and doing a great job?
My love to see it is this tweet that I saw, and it's a guy sitting and knitting. Uh-huh. And the caption is, today I found out through Facebook that the overnight security guard at my work knits boots and mittens for premature babies at the Royal Hospital.
Oh my God.
He posts them worldwide. And I'm just going to show you a picture. It's not credited, unfortunately, but and it's just this like guy who just sits there, does overnight security,
yep.
And he just sits there knitting booties for babies in the hospital.
Doesn't that melt your fucking
Isn't
heart?
Isn't that so Doesn't fucking that sweet?
Now, I feel like I've been a bit of a devil's advocate this whole episode, and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yep.
Should this guy be keeping an eye on proceedings in the hospital?
Oh, it should be fine. She'd be right.
Someone stole the fucking x-ray machine.
Yeah. Oh,
where's
look
Steve?
At all these little
did you
booties.
See anything? Did you see anything, Steve? Nah, but check out these. I did a pink frill on the ankle.
Yeah, these yellow ones are nice, aren't they?
That is actually adorable.
Yeah, it's very, very
and
sweet.
Did you say this for premature babies?
Yeah, so like preemie babies that like obviously
need a lot of warmth and love and hugs.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and because they're so small.
Is it just me or like? When you see a regular booty, because they're so small anyway, you're just like, oh my God.
As if
God.
There's a smaller baby than this.
Like, doesn't it just melt your heart? Like, imagine how little and small they are with a little feet. Oh my God, I gotta eat.
But it's very sweet. So yeah, he spends his time. And I mean, you love to see someone doing a hobby on company time, basically.
Actually, you know what? Now that you said it that way,
that.
I love to fucking
say
that. Hey, mate, you're paying me for 8 hours. Don't tell me what to fucking do.
Yeah, well, what am I going to do? Sit here and twiddle my thumbs? Might as well do something useful.
Yeah.
And what is the manager going to say? Stop making booties for premature babies.
Could you imagine the outrage?
Imagine that.
Or they go, what's his guy? What do we call him? Steve.
Brian. Bruce, his name
Bruce.
Is?
Bruce. Of course it is. Bruce, there was a bit of a disturbance out the back. Do you want the preemie babies to have cold feet?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Do you hate children?
Do you hate babies?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, shut, it's fine, Bruce. I'll go do it myself.
We'll figure it out.
You know what? He's fucking cornered them.
Exactly.
And what are they going to do? Fire the guy who makes premature.
Exactly.
This is actually the best you'll ever see we've had.
I know.
It's better than fucking Professor Bill's tweet. That's for fucking sure.
So good for you, Bruce. We're very proud of you and you fucking love to see
that. Good on you, Bruce. Good on you, Bruce. All right. Vice Captain of the ship, Ryan, and famous author, Tony Lodge, signing out.
Tomorrow we'll be back with another embarrassing story of mine, an audio queen.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to change that up?
Nah.
Do we want to? Could we just pencil in Tony good news?
Yeah. Or Ryan bad news? That would be good as well.
Mate, I've told some harrowing stories on here. And whilst I agree.
I'm keeping it real.
Thank
you. Know?
You. No, I thank you for bringing Thanks. It to the table.
But we'll
Actually,
see.
Thank you. I cannot. This is fantastic.
Great. All right.
I'm going to message her after and say thank you for bringing comedy to the show.